Do the tough things first.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. Zinn covers the gamut from the essence of human happiness.
Having value is key to human happiness.
To the downside of venture capital for entrepreneurs.
Venture capital can be the antithesis of entrepreneurial spirit.
The essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
An entrepreneur without determination is truly an oxymoron.
Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Tough Things First podcast, where Ray Zinn, the longest serving CEO in Silicon Valley, gives short bursts of his entrepreneurial wisdom. My name is Angie Carrillo, and today I'll be hosting the podcast. If you're an entrepreneur, then you have to read Ray's book, Tough Things First, where he reveals his secret and how he founded his company without venture capital money. Get your copy at Amazon.com or any popular bookstore. I did the Spring 2016 Draper University program, and we had Ray as a speaker. The entrepreneurs from this program will soon be fundraising from angel investors and VCs. Ray is known for building his company, Micral, without VC money and turning it into a global empire. So Ray, this is a question that I know most entrepreneurs have, and I sure have. When do you say no to VC money? What are your thoughts on this topic?
Well, thank you, Andy, and thanks for visiting with us today. We appreciate the time you're taking to do this. We are very focused on helping entrepreneurs, as you mentioned in your lead in. So now, the value or the role of venture capital is one that's been around for forever, actually, or at least since this country's been established. Its name speaks for itself. I mean, they capitalize ventures. The purpose or the pro or the value in venture capital is, of course, you don't have to put up any of your own money. They will put the money up for you. The other value in it is they have great resources, and they can keep funding you as long as you need or prove that you need the money. They also add value in area of their skills. You would generally get a venture capitalist that understands your market and can actually add value to your company vis-a-vis their experience. They often sit on your board to help you in running the company. So all those positives are also negatives. And the venture capitalist will end up owning some part of your stock or part of the company. And as a consequence, they're going to have a say in how the company is run. That might be good news or bad news. It's kind of like a marriage, you know. I mean, the marriage starts off wonderful, everybody lovey-dovey and happy, and then as they live together for a while, they find all the warts and the problems associated with each other, and unless they're amenable to working them out, there can be a little contention involved. And the venture capitalists, of course, are looking at a more of a short-term window. That means that your business plan or the proposal that you're presenting before them, they expect you to meet that. And as the old saying goes, not all plans end up are actually taking place as we have described them. And they are not really sympathetic with that, and often will pound on you and actually force you to spend more money than you actually would want. And as a consequence of that, you'll get diluted if you go for multiple rounds of financing. So you have to be careful about how you want to approach venture capital funding because of that attribute of them ultimately owning part of your company or maybe even the majority of the stock. That's just a kind of a brief primer on venture capital helps and how they may not help you.
Great. Yeah, only to grab up a little bit of your response. So there are like a lot of pros in venture capitalists, like great resource, of course, getting money and the skills of the VC that you and the network. But there are also negative parts of getting venture capital. Like what you said, it's a marriage and it's a short-term window for them. So you really have to do your research if that venture capitalist is good for you, it's a good fit for your company. So yesterday I was talking with an entrepreneur and that he is just starting at Draper University. And he was asking me, so the thing that I want to get out of Draper University is to be investable. I want Tim Draper that is the founder of Draper University. I want Tim Draper to found my company. How do I make my company investable? With that background, what will you give as an advice to new entrepreneurs to make themselves investable?
Well, the key here, Angie, is that their product idea or their plan has to be well thought out and believable. As you know, most entrepreneurs who have ideas are in love with those ideas, but they have to remember that the venture capitalist or the funding firm is not in love with their idea or product, and they may come across like a naysayer or a non-believer, not necessarily because they don't like you or don't like the idea, is that they want to throw out any negatives and see how you respond. Oftentimes, when you respond, when you're in love with your product or company, is that you become very defensive. So you want to be very open. For every pro, there's a con. And so when they throw out a con, you know, this is something that they see as a problem, you answer it in a very positive way. In the sense of the word, you say, thank you, I recognize that is an issue. And then you try the best you can to try to dispel that concern if you can. You know, every business plan has a flaw, and they're going to try to find that flaw. If you think it through before you start approaching the funding institution as to what could be the flaw or flaws in your plan, that will help you as you then approach them, because you will already have thought out some of the negatives. They like you to smile. They like you to be upbeat, but they don't like you to be argumentative. And so you want to avoid any argumentative approach. There's a TV program called Shark Tank, and I would recommend that you watch that periodically and see how these entrepreneurs approach the Shark Tank and what kind of reaction you see from the sharks, because they are venture capitalists. So those are just some ideas that I would consider as you approach them. The other thing you got to make sure is that your plan is believable, meaning that the length of time that you believe you're going to be able to get to profitability or to get whole, as you would, that is, it's a believable time frame. Most venture capitalists are looking at 3 to 5 years. And if you're talking about 10 or 15 years, you're going to turn them off. And likewise, if you say that you're going to be able to bring it to profitability within a matter of a few days or weeks, that might be a little bit presumptuous on your part. So again, make sure your plan's believable. Make sure that you thought through all the flaws, and that when you do give your response, you do it in a positive way.
Great. Thanks, Ray. I think that's amazing advice for the new entrepreneurs and the future entrepreneurs to come. So talking about rejection, and that entrepreneurs are sometimes might get very defensive when people say no to them or VCs say no to them. You started your company and you managed to turn it into a global empire without VC money. So do you have anything extra to tell the entrepreneurs if they are not getting VC funding, how they can do it anyway? They can do their venture anyway.
Okay, so to answer that, Angie, you know, there are many different forms of obtaining financing. There's Kickstart and crowdfunding and bank debt and family and friends. So there are other sources that you can go to, as long as the plan that you have, again, just like you would for the VCs, is something you can pull off. So when I started my Crowl back in 1978, I didn't have a plan that the VCs would fund. They didn't like my plan. I was forced to seek other alternatives. I chose bank debt. And when I went to the bank said, well, we don't fund startups. And I had to convince the bank that I was not like any other startup. So when you approach your friends or your crowdfunding or something other than venture capital, you have to have a plan that sounds exciting and enthusiastic and one that you're willing to commit to. They have to believe that you, as the entrepreneur, are going to win, that you're going to be successful. So you have to come across as a successful person and not just a whiner or a beggar. With the social media that we have, you can build enthusiasm by looking at what the market is out there for your idea or product. And remember that product ideas are not accepted instantaneously. We are so skeptical now as a people, and there's so many businesses that have failed, that most people who will help you fund your company are going to be skeptical. And you have to accept that. And you have to have a way of convincing them that your idea is doable, is that the ones that seem to get funded are the ones that sound enthusiastic and believable, and not the ones who are defensive or that throw up these roadblocks. Whether you go after VC money or crowdfunding or that, you have a believable and an exciting product idea, and that you're going to see it through to completion.
Great. That's amazing advice. I actually started my company like that, being very upbeat and with our own money. Me and my co-founder, we have a coding and robotics bootcamp called LIKS, L-I-K-S. Last year, we won Moonbots from the Google Lunar X Prize. We started, and now we're profitable. So that's amazing. That's a really good advice. We're looking forward to expand and to keep being very optimistic about how this venture goes.
Well, that's great, Angie, and I commend you for taking the risk and starting your own company and then making it happen. That's the real sign of an entrepreneur is someone who has got a great idea, great enthusiasm, makes it happen. And so congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, thanks, Angie, for taking the time with us today. We really appreciate you coming on and being our guest interviewer. So, and good luck and success in your venture.
Thank you, Ray. Yeah, I'll keep you posted. And please, everyone, do subscribe to the Top Things First podcast using your favorite mobile app, be it iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addicts, or any other. And do connect with Ray directly on social media. He's everywhere. He's on LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. You can find those links at thetopthingsfirst.com/contact.